bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at KaiserMedicalManagement.com or at 1-800-764-0418. And now we are going to go on to talk with Eric Rogers and Bradley Stroud, and they're with the Total Financial Group. And we're going to be talking about a program that some people may not even realize that's available, some HRs and benefit managers or companies, or even brokers for that matter, in regards to a program called 105. Am I right on this? And I'm going to first of all introduce Eric Rogers and Bradley. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Doing great, and also congratulations to huge success yesterday, a champion. We were looking at champions right
now. I'm telling you, I the first thing I did is I went and ate Mexican food and had a margarita, and I was in heaven.
I bet.
And today I had pancakes, and unfortunately tomorrow I go back on my regimen because I have a competition next Saturday as well.
Well, just looking across the table makes me realize I need to go work out.
Oh, I need to go work out now. Well, you know, what's really funny is my veins are popping out more than ever because of all the sugar that's going through my body. And they're like, oh my God. But how are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Glad to finally meet with y'all.
Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I first want to ask y'all, who is the BESS group and what are y'all about?
Well, just a while back, Eric and Sean and myself got together. I have a brokerage business called Stroud Link, and basically working with businesses to help them with labor costs, specifically in areas about what we're going to talk about today, the medical area, in the Classic 105. We partnered to create the best group. We like that, kind of a very original group here.
Oh, yeah.
And to work with Total Financial to present this product that we're going to talk with you about today. And the great thing about this, to give you a 5,000-foot overview, with the Affordable Care Act that everybody's facing right now, and businesses are scrambling trying to figure out a way to get around this. It is. It's huge, and it's impacting everybody. So it's forcing people to kind of think outside the box on how do we handle this and how can we deal with all the costs we're going to be facing. So we've got a product here called the Classic 105 that Eric's going to give you all the details because he's kind of the brains behind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the good-looking guy that kind of sits on the side.
David, I thought I was a good-looking one.
One that has too much estrogen.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for bringing that out. I took a lot of abuse earlier, and I was just watching. But to give you a 5,000-foot overview, the whole design of this is to help offset the cost, especially the out-of-pocket costs that employees are facing right now. And the great thing about this is we have a product that allows people to set aside a medical reimbursement that allows them to offset some of their cost. And
wow,
so we're going to allow these guys to give you more of the details on how that works.
Well, awesome. Well, if there's any HRs out there or benefit managers, I would definitely be listening in right now because I understand completely what they're talking about. I own up my own company and I have employees to oversee, and they're expensive. No wonder I didn't have children. My God, they're enough. So, Eric, tell me, first of all, I want to know a little bit about the Total Financial Group. I heard a little bit about them, but I want you to give me a rough draft of
sure.
what you're about.
Right. Total Financial Group was established in 1992 in New Orleans by Dennis Joachim.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2010, when healthcare reform went into law, he saw that there was going to be a big need for business to be able to minimize the impact of healthcare reform. And even with or without healthcare reform, for the last several decades, businesses have been looking with rate increases on their health insurance products.
Does that every year?
Right, exactly. As a matter of fact, some companies have already gotten a 40 or 50% rate increase for next year. So the cost of health insurance is continually going up. So he saw a need to address that, and that's when he came up with the Classic 105. What companies have been doing in order to lower some of those costs is to go to high-deductible health plans, which shifts some of the costs to the employees. And by doing that, the companies have been able to lower their premiums, but now the employees are more at risk for out-of-pocket exposure. And that's where the 105 comes in and gives them significant relief from that. Mm-hmm. Also, companies with low profit margins are really wrestling with how can we provide health care for our employees.
Yeah, this is important for restaurants. Restaurants exactly. need to listen to this
right.
big time.
Absolutely. Right,
absolutely.
Even employment companies and companies that operate on low margins, they're really wrestling how they can provide that and still stay in business.
Absolutely. Well, if there's anybody that's interested at any time to call in, call 210-599-5555. I highly recommend maybe restaurant owners or anybody that's small business to be calling in because these are the people that get affected the most by all the changes that are going on.
Anyone that has employees,
yeah.
this
well,
is going to impact.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
W2 employees for sure.
As far as in your opinion, what is the biggest challenge for companies that to comply with a health care reform?
Well, the biggest challenge is a company has to decide are they going to play or pay. And what I mean by that, a company with over 50 employees has to provide health care for their employees. If they don't, then there's a $2,000 fine. So take a look at what that really means in actual numbers. If a company had 1,000 employees mm-hmm. and didn't provide health care, then they would be – exactly. They allow you to subtract the 30 employees, and then they are going to fine you on the balance. So if you subtracted 30 from the 1,000, you have 970 employees. That's going to be fined at $2,000 per. That's going to be a fine of $1,940,000 per year.
Can you say ouch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a big ouch for sure. Yeah.
Right. And even smaller companies that may have 100 employees, if you subtracted 30, now they're going to be fined on 70 employees, and that's $140,000 per year in fines. So even for smaller companies, that's going to be quite a bit of money.
So what companies are hit the hardest?
Actually, all companies.
Mm-hmm. Across the board.
The large ones across the board. And even the smaller employers with under 25 employees, they do not have to provide health care, but they want to still stay competitive. And to do that, you have to have a good benefit program to attract and retain quality employees.
Oh, well, that's absolutely true. As far as health costs in general, it's gone up every single year for
exactly.
as far as I could remember. So what programs are available to help companies lower the health care cost?
Right. Well, to help ease the cost, what Total Financial Group has done is we partnered with a very large insurance carrier that's very well known, as well as a very large national third-party company to offer a MEC, M-E-C, which is called Minimal Essential Coverage. If a company offers a MEC to their employees, they avoid the $2,000 fine.
Okay.
And case in point, if we looked at the company with 100 employees that was going to be fined if they don't provide it, $140,000, by providing a MEC, the normal premiums on the MEC is around $70 per month.
Okay.
And a few times that time, the number of employees, that's 7,000 to provide that minimal essential coverage versus paying a fine of $140,000. So obviously we feel as though that that's going to be a very important feature for companies to look at. With minimal essential coverage, we're actually looking at not providing a lot of benefits for that employee. And that's where when you couple that with the classic 105, now you've been able to let that employee recoup and be reimbursed for a lot of their out-of-pocket medical expenses. As far as the programs that's currently out there, everybody's familiar with Section 125. It's been on the books since 78.
Not everybody, because we also have to remember we're just talking to, if you're talking to the common person, you're not talking to an HR, you're not talking okay. to a benefit manager, you're talking to an employee. There's a lot of things employees don't realize and understand or know about. So
true.
Coming from that perspective, mm-hmm. somebody that, so always remember that when
okay.
you're, When we're talking, we're like, they're like, what?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Please don't call it a pop plan.
Right, right.
Well, what?
Right. Well, Section 125 has also been known as cafeteria plans, and basically what it allows an employee to do is to pre-tax their out-of-pocket medical premiums.
Okay.
And by doing that on a pre-tax basis and lowering your income subject to taxes versus paying those same dollars out-of-pocket after taxes, that employee saves money and will see a slight increase in their paycheck. So those have been very popular. And out of that came flexible spending accounts, which the employee would fund themselves. The bad thing about that is it's a lose-it or use-it proposition. So anything that you fund in the FSA, if you don't use it, then you will lose that benefit. And they've lowered the amount that you can put in it. In 2012, you could put $5,000 into a flexible spending account. In 2013, they lowered to $2,500. So they're beginning to be a little bit more restrictive in what you can offer.
Well, we missed out on a call, so if Doug wants to call back, please do so. You can call 210-599-5555. Long distance, you could call 1-800-299-KTSA. And so why the Classic 105? How long has it been in existence?
Okay. Well, along with that, another offering that a lot of people have utilized is health savings accounts, and those have actually seeing a very big boom in enrollments in that, to where it's over 15 million people that already have an HSA. The good thing about an HSA is it rolls over and you're allowed to build a benefit for future out-of-pocket medical expenses. But the thing about that is that the employee is completely funding that, and a lot of people can't do that. The 105 came into being. It's been on the books and deck for decades. Matter of fact, next year it would have been on the books for 60 years. And the 105 was traditionally and initially was utilized by farmers because they could now employ family members that worked on the farm as employees, and those family members could then take advantage of the medical deduction. So farmers, health insurance, real estate agents, and out-of-town truckers utilized these programs. The bad thing about it was that only highly compensated people were actually able to participate because they had the discretionary income to fund those programs. What the Classic 105 has done is to be able to make it available where it's non-discriminatory, where everybody can participate in the program. So it's a much greater benefit for all employees.
Awesome. As far as the Classic 105, how does it benefit employers and how does it benefit employees?
Okay, good question. The way it benefits employers, and the way the 105 is, Classic 105 is set up, is that a prepaid medical reimbursement account is set up for an employee where they can be reimbursed for out-of-pocket medical, future medical expenses. By doing that, and combining that with the 125 or the cafeteria plan, we've able to actually maximize the employee's pre-tax deductions. And by maximizing their pre-tax deductions, the employer doesn't have to pay matching FICA taxes on that. So the employer is going to save at least 7.65% on matching FICA. And so it's a benefit to the employer. It lowers their taxes. It lets them provide a benefit to the employees that's going to give them a good medical reimbursement account for the out-of-pocket medical expenses. And the employee has now received a net increase in their paycheck that the company did not have to fund. So the employer truly loves this when they see the program.
Well, they get to give their employees a raise without having to pay for it.
Exactly.
And there's some employers out there that, you know, are clueless on this. I mean, this is something that's pretty significant.
Absolutely.
And as far as if somebody is wanting to implement this, how hard is it to implement?
Well, implementation is actually very easy. We can work with the existing broker.
By the way, who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm the S in the BES. I'm Sean.
This voice came from nowhere.
Yes, hi. Sean from nowhere. I'm the S in the BES, Sean Baffert, actually the implementation and enrollment specialist. And implementation is super easy. We work with the payroll people or the human resources department. It takes between 3 and 5 minutes per employee to enroll it. It can be done in conjunction with their current healthcare enrollment, or it can be done as a separate event as well. Very easy. Done it several times now, and it's been very simple to do.
Okay. Well, a lot of companies, because I work with corporations and brokers and so forth, and brokers are very protective of their clients, and we all know that, which is totally understandable.
Absolutely.
Does a company have to change insurance providers or an agent?
They don't, and that's one of the really nice things for the brokers and the agents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're not after them for that. So, and brokers, be nice.
We're not competing with them. We can be a great friend to them.
Exactly.
Stand down. Stand down. We do have a caller, and so I'm going to go ahead and take it. One moment. Doesn't say who it is. Well, no, they hung up, so that is okay. They got scared. So, just one more time, how do they get a hold of y'all if they want to talk to y'all?
Sure. They can reach us locally at 210-789-2979. Again, that's 210-789-2979.
Okay, great. And do y'all have a website?
Total Financial Group has a website. Okay. The best group does not.
Okay. Well, y'all could always Google them, so make sure to do that. The Total Financial Group. And again, you could also find all this information tomorrow on KaiserHealthTalk.com. So make sure to check us out as well.
I'd also like to say that the main reason why this is such an important program right now, I was looking at the Milliman's Medical Index, and they said that for a family of four that has a PPO, which is a regular insurance program, health insurance, their annual cost is $22,030, which is quite high. Out of that, the employer would pay $12,886, which would leave the employee with $9,144 out of pocket to pay for their medical premiums. That comes out to about $462 a month, and for that, for health insurance for a family, is a very reasonable rate. It's actually low.
Wow.
In addition to health insurance, you're also going to have out-of-pocket maximums, and you have to reach your deductibles. So $3,600 of that goes toward out-of-pocket maximums to meet those deductibles. That grew 6.5% last year, which is a lot faster than what inflation rate is and the overall growth rate of 6.3%. So when you take a look at those out-of-pocket expenses that the employee is looking at, that $9,144 in payroll deductions, deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums is more than a family of four will spend for groceries for the entire year.
Isn't that amazing?
Right.
And there, you know, there's a lot of numbers being thrown around. And so just for the common person, I just want y'all to know that this program that y'all should be asking your employers in regards to, basically when it's all said and done, is going to be putting more money in your pocket. So
exactly.
Anything and everything that you could do for yourself and for your family, definitely ask your HR benefit manager about. We're going to be taking a break. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Classic 105. This is Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at kaisermedicalmanagement.com or at 1-800-764-0418. We're going to finish up the talk in regards to the Classic 105, and if you have any questions, please do call in because we have about 7 minutes left. That's 210-599-5555 or long distance 1-800-299-KTSA. Eric, I do have a question for you as far as, in simple terms, how does the Classic 105 work?
Okay, great question. Classic 105 is a very easy to implement program. And the great thing about it is that it's going to build a medical reimbursement account for employees to be reimbursed for out-of-pocket medical expenses. So it's going to greatly lower their exposure to health expenses. By doing that and combining it with other programs that's been out there on the books for many years, then they're really able to maximize their deductions. When they do that, and with the special proprietary funding that Total Financial Group has in place, and that's the reason why we call it the Classic 105, those employees are going to actually see an increase in their net pay.
Okay.
And so in addition to the increase in their net pay, they are also going to have a very good medical reimbursement that they can be reimbursed for the out-of-pocket medical expenses.
And that's really important for everybody to understand if they're hearing this, that you're actually able to fund a medical reimbursement account without any out-of-pocket cost. In fact, you're going to have more money in your check after you take this program than you did before this program.
Right.
And that's the whole beauty of this program.
So listen up, HR benefit managers. Stress mode right now, I'm sure. So are there any documents that need to be created or filed with a government agency for this type of program?
Sure, there are. Under the 125 and the 105, they have to have summary plan descriptions as well as plan documents, which is given to the company. Each employee will get a summary plan description. Any company over 100 employees will also have to have a 5500 report filed at the end of the plan year, which Total Financial Group does.
Okay, great. And so is this something that y'all assist with implementing with payroll?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Awesome. As far as there's two calls. Now y'all call in with 3 minutes left. All righty. Well, we're going to get to them real quick. Let's see who's on the first line. Hi, John. This is Lenore with Kaiser Health Talk.
Hi, Lenore. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Hey, my question is, one, how long does it take to implement this? And because I want to make sure it's not too complicated for all my employees, but also it seems kind of too good to be true in a sense if it's been around that long. What's the catch?
Great question, and we get that a lot. It depends on the size of your company. For an average company, 100, 300 employees, we could do it easily within several days. Larger companies, we would have to talk to you to see what your needs are, but the implementation normally is just a couple of days.
And, John, do you have a phone number? Because if you do, they do have it. I'm going to give that information to Eric so he could get a hold of you separately, and they could meet with you separately in regards to, because I have about 2 minutes left. But as you mentioned, it's pretty simple. It's something that the government has put in place over some time, and just a lot of people don't realize that it's there to actually utilize.
And as far as too good to be true, once you do your due diligence, you will see that it is true.
One of the reasons why it was too good to be true is because before it was for highly compensated. With the Classic 105, we have made it available to everybody, and that's what's great about this program.
Do you have any other questions, John?
No, that pretty much sums it up, I guess.
Well, great. I will give your information to Eric, and he will get a hold of you on a later time. Is that okay?
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Hi, Nancy. This is Lenore with Kaiser Health Talk.
Hi. I'm just wondering, are you directing this information to business owners only? I got in the middle of your show.
Okay.
Or to families that can call and get coverage from Kaiser?
This is something that's set up through a business. So if you have work for someone, if you would like for your employer to have something like this set up, just give us a call and let them know that you talked to us on the show, and we'll be glad to give them a call and see what your phone number is. It's going to be 210-789-2979, and we'll be glad to talk to them.
Are you a business owner, Nancy?
No.
Okay.
When I heard you talking about families.
Yeah, it does help families, but it's something that as an employee you may want to bring up to your HR benefit manager to get a hold of the Total Financial Group, and their information will be on Kaiser Health Talk on Monday. So definitely bring that up to them, because it's been around for some time. It's just that a lot of people don't realize it's there to utilize. And with everything going on with the healthcare reform, it's something that you definitely want to utilize and take advantage of. But I will give your information to Eric when we're off the air, and he'll get a hold of you on a separate time frame.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, great. Well, again, I want to know how everybody could get a hold of you, because I know that there's a lot of businesses out there that are like, what? So how do they get a hold of you?
Sure, and we'd love to talk to them. Again, you can reach us locally at 210-789-2979. Again, it's 210-789-2979.
Awesome. Well, again, today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management, and you can reach them at kaisermedicalmanagement.com. And you are listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and I'm Lenore Kaiser.